The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Where's Scott?
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I almost want to wait before I begin just to make sure there's no strange music at the beginning of the show. No, no Rush Limbaugh today. No, we're safe. Don, Super Don, hey. Wow.
Yes.
You know, my energy's back this week, if you noticed.
I have noticed.
Yeah.
Definitely have noticed.
A little bit uppity.
You're a different man this week.
I wondered if I was being a little too hard on Ron calling, you know, not liking the comedy, right? But seemed, you know, at least the Facebook comments were supportive. They said we should charge him by the minute or something if you don't like it. If you like this show, it's free. If you don't like it, then we got to charge you.
Well, you know, we can't please everybody, but we are who we are. We're going to be who we are. So,
well, you know, if I was trying to please everybody, I'd be on antidepressants, and I am not going that way ever. So that's not an option.
Not a good idea.
You know, at some point in time, somebody is not going to like what I do on the air. I made peace with that a long time ago. I'm in talk radio. I mean, in fact, it was almost a target goal to try and tick people off, and that's not my nature to do that, as you know, but it's kind of like a national pastime in talk radio to try and annoy listeners. And I think most people realize that's not what I purposefully try to do, although if somebody out there tries to mandate that, you know, we do something against our will medically or otherwise, I don't mind annoying those people.
No, those are the people that we want to annoy.
Yeah, that's
and there's a long list.
Yeah. But, so, you know, it's like anyway. The people that stand against our freedom to drink raw milk. Did you see this at Natural News yesterday? They wrote this article. Ethan Huff, staff writer there. CDC admits that, guess how many people died in the last 11 years from drinking raw milk products?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a dozen? Couple hundred.
Yeah, a couple hundred. I don't know. Aliens, because there were no humans on the list. Yeah.
Would that be zero, Alex?
Right, zero. Yeah, if we do get alien invasions, maybe we could feed them raw milk with the hopes that it would, I don't know, end their lives in case they are hostile to us. But no, humans seem to do just fine on raw milk.
What was that TV series? Years ago, the one where the aliens came down and they would drink raw, it was spoiled milk and it would make them drunk.
Oh, was it V? Did they do that in V?
V. Yeah, the TV series V.
Yeah, so they had
the old one, not the new one, but the old one.
The first one. They drank fermented milk and they got drunk. Wasn't that funny?
That's right. That was a good show.
Yeah. Well, you know how you can make babies drunk on human breast milk. I mean, they get so giddy and happy and they're just like, makes sense, I guess, for the aliens. But yeah, no, there you go. Good reason why we need to keep a ban in place on raw milk, because it's killing no one. In the meantime, hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying every year due to FDA-approved drugs, for which there is no ban. And of course, they're claiming there's a shortage. But we'll find it. In fact, you know, I'm going to talk today. By the way, special warning on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. There's a very, very adult themes running through the show today. I have I say against my better judgment. No, I enjoy this, but it does tend to elevate the risk factor when we get together. Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl and I will be for the next couple of hours together on the air. And I don't know where it's going to go, but I am, you know, alerting anybody that is hypersensitive about adult-themed issues. There will be some discussions here that are very pointed and go beyond the bounds of, I won't say normal human decency, because that's not the point, but the point is adult themes.
Listener discretion is advised.
That's right. Parental advisory on the lyrics on today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Not done purposefully to offend, but we tend to get very intense in our discussions about a lot of topics, including, I think there was another one you pointed out to me about birth control pills.
Yeah, this is actually rather interesting. I had never heard of this. Well, I guess I kind of heard about how taking the pill, contraception pills, whatever they're called, birth control pills, that they have other effects and quote benefits than just not becoming pregnant. And there was a study that was done that showed that 1 out of 3 teens are going on the pill for non-contraceptive reasons.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this for sure with Richard and Liam, because there's a lot to do with the sexual revolution that has really put us in a state of we've got to protect everybody from everything. And we'll explain that. I can't get into it right now. But one of these things is that's so messed up was a story I covered yesterday on the air about men and prostate cancer, how the fact is that birth control pills coming in through the water supply. I mean, women are just like peeing these artificial hormones out and estrogens, and it's right. Creating these problems in men. Now, men have done enough horrible harm to the planet and women, but you know, the women's comeuppance is not, let women, please, it's not to be on birth control pills and turn your men into prostate cancer victims.
That's bizarre. You know, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to remember, it was a year or two ago when the big study came out talking about all of the things that were in the water. You remember that? There was there was just numerous drugs, antidepressants and stuff that was in the water from people either peeing it out or throwing their pills, you know, down the toilet in the drain.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Whatever. So it's really bizarre, you know, and I guess the question would be, Robert, you know, what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know, water is one of those things, you got to have it, right?
Right. Well, we're going to get into that because I have a feeling it's going to cause some great consternation in my friend Liam when he finds out about this. He doesn't know about this yet. But he tends to, when he hears these things and realizes that he's consumed stuff, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a panic. So we're going to help him out. We'll help
Liam, out. A Liam head explosion.
Yeah, we may
place,
have one of those. Hey, also nice. Rick Perry, you know, I imagine, well, I don't know why he's still in the race. I mean, with all the things he does in these debates, I guess he only looks occasionally marginally better than Kane when Kane is interviewed,
Robert,
about
listen,
a subject.
There's three reasons why he's still in the race.
Okay.
The first is he has a lot of supporters. The second is he's raised a lot of money. And the third.
Wait a second. The third.
Hold on.
Ron Paul has 5.
The third is
don't
EPA.
Tell me. I got it.
It's EPA.
EPA.
Yes.
Okay. You sure about that? Or is that somebody else told you to say that?
Whoops.
Exactly. Well, the three reasons are H, P, and V. That's why you should drop out. But beyond the HPV vaccine mandate, it turns out the Center for Public Integrity, iWatch News, there's this link here. It says that Rick Perry also signed in 2009 through executive order the Texas Heart Attack Prevention Bill, which requires, I say, mandates insurance companies to pay for CT scans. Yeah, 50 to 100 x-rays in a scan. And ultrasound tests that can detect heart disease. Well, we don't need those things to detect heart disease. But basically, here's a guy who says, yes, I'm for freedom. I'm a small government conservative. But yet he goes out and mandates that insurance companies provide.
You listen to him talking about, we got to repeal Obamacare, right? Because it's the Obamacare mandate. Yes, yet he's the mandate candidate up there.
The mandate candidate, Rick Perry.
That's
all right.
Right,
listen, we got to go to a break here because I got a lot of things to cover with Richard Pearl and Liam Sheff. As I said, consider yourself forewarned. Today's themes will range into adult areas, not for titillation factors, but for discussion of topics that need to be discussed about what's going on in this country. and we are going to cover them like nowhere else in the media. So all adults can stay tuned. The rest of you can turn the stream off right now. We're going to go to a break. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL is the number to call. 866-939-2355. NaturalNewsRadio.com, where you may be listening right now. Enter your email address there, please, for daily email updates. And you can get all the news there also at RobertScottBell.com. We'll be back with more powerful healing and a lot of testosterone after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
We got a special treat for you guys today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Gals, too, in fact. There's so much testosterone in this room right now. It is look. Yeah, exactly. We got some horses in here. Liam Schaff, the conspiracy realist, great contributing, whatever you are, contributor to the Robert Scott Bell Show, right? Happy guy.
It's great to be here, Mr. President.
Yo, Henry Kissinger's going to join us in a little while. Also, the guy that's responsible for me being in radio, so you may like him, you may not, depending on your view of me. His name, Richard Pearl. He's back in the studio here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Richard, welcome back.
Very nice to see you.
Who is that? Is that Kissinger Light?
I'm his evil twin.
Kissinger's evil twin. Certainly, we're going to have Mini-Me next, along with Austin Powers. This could go anywhere. Of course, Ron in Missouri, if he's still listening, may or may not like what we do today, because it'll be a little bit irreverent, even though we will cover some very serious topics of an economic, political, and healing nature. And I thought we'd start with a little bit of the economics, because we had wanted to do this with Richard.
The healing revolution.
The political healing revolution. In fact, we got word we're going to get Jesse Ventura back on the show soon.
Woo!
Why don't you
get him tomorrow? Tomorrow or something.
Yes, we're going to see when we can get him on the air. We're working on it.
Excuse me about that.
Thank you very much.
Can you believe that? The real governator.
He ain't got time to bleed, but he's got time for the Robert Scott Bell
Show. He's got time to get you to read. What is his book? 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to See?
Yep.
Is that it?
Doesn't want you to know about.
It's incredible. Right. Yeah. It's a great book. It really is the documents. It is the documents.
I'll see if I can get you like a backstage pass so you can come in with me. We'll get them on.
Dreamy.
Yeah, isn't that great? Well, Richard Pearl, Economics. That's one of your areas of expertise, and I've enjoyed talking with you off the air over the many years, occasionally on the air, right? One of the many things that he's an expert at, and dealing with gold, silver, and such. We see the price of oil going up over 100 yesterday, spiking, as they say. To me, what's amazing is it's not 1,000. I mean, when are these so-called oil-producing nations going to look at the fiat Federal Reserve note dollar and go, your money's no good here?
Not soon.
They don't have an option, I guess.
No.
No option.
No, everybody's going to the dollar right now, temporarily. But it's like anything else. You get excited for the moment in some area, then you lose interest when something else shows up. So for right now, everybody's running to the dollar because they don't want to hold euros, and they want to put large quantities of cash somewhere. So they're going to the dollar, but it's transient. For today, it's interesting. 3 months from now, it may be, toast.
Is that like these Twilight movies? Will they just go away one day? I won't Maybe. Have to see girls getting excited for werewolves and vampires.
I don't get that either.
Well, it's interesting about the fiat dollar because, what do they add? 15 trillion into circulation?
Something ridiculous.
Yet people still accept it. Probably because trillion. The entire planet is on a fiat system. Is there one nation that is on a gold-based currency that actually does it exist anymore?
No, not right now.
Doesn't exist.
No,
never before
but,
in the history.
But we're going to lead that way. I mean, at some percentage. I mean, you'll have to have X amount. It'll be a small country probably that starts it. But you'll have a small country that will basically say, we'll have X amount of gold and we'll issue X amount of currency
based on that
gold. Yeah.
But isn't that partly why NATO supposedly invaded Libya to get Gaddafi out? Wasn't he starting to move toward gold?
Yeah, it's the same problem with Iraq with the oil when you put it in the euros. Anything that's a threat to the U.S. dollar, even like the Liberty dollar, is nominal as that
was. That's right.
Right. Yeah. But anything that's even the hint of a threat is a problem. Remember, the government doesn't care about counterfeit. Money. They care about the psychology of counterfeit money. So they don't care if people counterfeit money. It's just mm-hmm. that if the public saw counterfeit money as a risk, then they wouldn't want our money. So it's always the perception that counts.
Mm-hmm. Liam, you're spraying us all with silver. Is that going to help us to become worth more?
A little sovereign silver. I'm just trying to balance the electrical current as we're exposed to all of the technology and also the truth being spoken by our friend Richard Perry.
That's right.
Hey, who's going to go first? What are we going to get on? Are we going to get on a moderated silver backing? Are we going to have like 2% of your dollar is worth silver? What are we going to do? 50%?
Well, they relayer it, right? I mean, silver's the money of the people. Gold was the money of industry and the rich people,
right.
Supposedly, right?
It'll only be gold.
Okay.
Because silver's used in industry. Gold is pretty much used as a currency only. I mean, yeah, you put it in jewelry and so forth, but it's all available. And they'll use it strictly as a currency, and that's why it's valuable, because it's all available. So you don't have to worry about it being consumed in some form. So it's going to be available, and that's why it's perfect to use as to deleverage the currencies, mm-hmm. the paper currencies.
It's used a little bit in computer
very little.
Manufacturing.
Very little. I mean, if you look at the big picture, silver is used industry-wide. Gold is used for jewelry for the most part, and some industries,
so,
but very
so,
little.
So gold dropped. And then it went back up.
It's going to go down, short term.
It's going to go down.
Well, remember, again, that this means the paper has risen. Gold is still gold, right?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how people look at things. If they're looking in a tiny little vacuum of time, then they care about the deviations. But in truth, if you're looking at the trend, we've had 10 straight years of gold going up. I started buying when it was $268 an ounce back in August 2001.
That's going to make a lot of the people feel really good that they're now just starting, right?
But here's the thing. It's still okay to buy here because the upside is here. We might have $100, $150 to the downside. So if you have a lot of gold or you're trading, it matters. But if you're looking at a bigger picture, it's insurance. Just buy. Don't worry about being right. I have a friend who buys metals every month. It's a nominal amount. He takes his check that he gets, and he just puts it immediately into metals. And he doesn't care. It used to give him a lot more quantity than he gets now, but he's been buying for years. So he's pretty smart about it, because his position is, I just want to own. Hmm. I'm not worried about being right. I'm more interested in being protected and building something.
Isn't it about the ounces that you hold, right?
Yeah, it's always the ounces. It's never the dollars.
Right. You think about it in terms of you measure things against the paper, which fluctuates wildly and is
right.
going to because of the system is collapsing. And it's this long, slow collapse. There are spurts in with it that are faster. But if we look at, well, this year, do I have more ounces than I do last year? You're going to be in much
That's how I measure things. That's okay. how I measure wealth. It's right. not by the paper currency, which is, as you pointed out, fiat. But if you measure by paper, well, so let's go back to the scenario where gold was $268. It took 268 single dollar bills to equal an ounce of gold. Mm. Okay, so if you had $1 million then, that same million is only worth $140,000 today compared to those ounces of gold. So what was the value of the paper? Not much. It's only worth 14% of what it was in the year 2001. So I rather own ounces, because if my philosophy was, okay, whatever I owned in 2001 was higher in 2002 in terms of ounces, and I kept doing this year after year, I would end up, even at a 10% increase each year, I would have, using the rule of 72, doubled my ounces within 7 years, and because we've had so much market appreciation, I'd have real money. So the idea is you own ounces and you don't worry about the macerations in the market.
But gold is so expensive. I mean, silver is a more reasonable thing for most people to buy, and you can buy it for a lot less.
Both worth owning. It's just that it depends on what your philosophy is and what your bank account is, and you should own both, because the reality is one's going to leapfrog the other. At times, gold is the driver, and other times, silver is. Right now, I think gold is going to decline more so than silver in the near term, but ultimately, they're both going higher. So it's, if you're looking at a longer view, then you have to say both look good, because the world's populations are all imprisoned by debt. The populations, I forget the government. The governments do whatever they do, but the people are in servitude right now, all over the world. They're in debt. The thing that is going to destroy lives is the debt problem, and that's what you have to look at. And then you have to look at, well, if I have paper currency and I lose interest or faith in it and I want something tangible, where do I go? You know, do I buy what? Well, gold and silver are liquid. So, and you don't, if you buy real estate, you're kind of screwed, because you have the bank to get involved and they have to decide it's worthy. And then you have to find somebody who has the money, and that person has to qualify. And there's too many regulations. It's just not an easy approach. You could buy paintings, but how many people have paintings, and how many thousands of artists, millions of artists? So then you have to find someone who likes what you, it's too complicated. It's easier to just do metals.
This is accessible.
Yeah, do metals or do rare coins, because especially in U.S. coins, U.S. coins have a very simple grouping of opportunities, and meaning that there's only so many series of coins that we've produced since our inception, and there's a strong correlation to values in certain coins.
Yeah.
And you can say, well, if I buy this, and I'm taking a big view of this, everybody knows that if you like coins, these are the big coins. So you can chase those, or you can chase a lesser level of them. You can buy rarity. It's pretty precise what's rare.
Let me just let everybody know. We're talking with Richard Pearl, my dear friend. He's got Pearls of Health radio show every Friday evening, East Coast time. It was 7 to 9 in the East Coast?
No, 6 to 8.
6 to 8 in the East Coast Friday evenings?
I think in Maine it's 7 to 9.
7 to 9, where the sun is a little different up there, all our friends.
And then
Maine.
We also have, I also have Properly Graded Rarities.
Properly Graded Rarities, which is you do your coin dealers. Right. A lot of people interact this way. That's why you've got a lot of great experience in this. Liam Sheff, of course, also here. A lot of testosterone flowing through. We're talking economic healing. I remember, Richard.
A little progesterone. Thank you.
You have some progesterone. You brought
some
progesterone.
Well, he does poetry.
He brings, yes, he's got the progesterone and estrogen. Of course, big story, drinking the tap water causes prostate cancer now with all the birth control pills. Yep. All
Son
the birth control bills ending up in the tap water. So be careful for your prostate today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, Richard, I remember, you know, we go way back when I was, you know, in homeopathic medicine.
Are we going to come back to that story? You just terrified me.
I will come back. We will come back. We got some healing to do on that level, and Richard knows a lot about that too.
Lower pain right now.
But I just wanted to get to the point of, interestingly enough, as I was learning about homeopathy, how did the lab get started? My mentor came from Belgium. He emigrated to America, the land of opportunity, back in the 1970s, early 80s. He wanted to start a homeopathic laboratory here. How did he do it? Guess what he did, Richard? He smuggled a gold bar, a large gold bar. I mean, not like, you know, the Federal Reserve big gold bars that you see in the movies, but big enough that he was able to cash it in and start his laboratory. Now, this is before I really knew anything about gold and silver or money or anything like that, because I was a product of the government school system. I was like, wow, Here's a guy from the old country, right? They say the continent of Europe. They never lost sight of that reality that gold was money, and he knew. And that's what got his start here without anybody.
By the way, you know, as you're talking about that, I vaguely remember him saying something, because that's where I met you at a seminar up in Atlanta.
Years and years ago.
Right, now. And you were co-hosting it with Dr. Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And I vaguely remember him saying that. But as you were speaking just now, I was thinking about something. You know, people think that diamonds are a good place, but they're not. First of all, they're not rare. Second of all, there's too much imprecision as far as what they are that you're looking at. Because so many people will look at a diamond and they'll have a, you know, some kind of valuation on the diamond, but it's not real, because what the retail value and the wholesale value are totally different. And unless you have it properly graded, which costs a lot of money, then what ends up happening is that you call it one thing, the dealer calls it something else. He wants to buy it for next to nothing. And the little stones nobody wants, because all diamonds have to be set in something. And since gold is expensive, the jewelry business suffers greatly now. So if you have a nice diamond, it has to go into a nice setting. The setting's going to cost a lot of money. Everything has to be marked up substantially. So diamonds, I would tell people to stay away from. And it's just an offshoot. I was, you know,
well, just I would
own the metal. Or
look
rare coins.
At any documentary special on the De Beers Company, and yep. You'll find out how that is a cartel. It's controlled. That diamonds are as easy to scoop up with your hand on the face of the planet.
They're
it's not like
common.
They're truly rare, but it's an artificial market. If that ever is collapsed, then all of that money you've invested in diamonds suddenly becomes a fraction of it. There are other gemstones that are truly rare that may be, you know, of better value, but diamonds themselves, no. Once I saw what De Beers was about, I was like, that's not where to put the money.
Not to mention, look at all the suffering that people receive in those countries mining the diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like that movie Blood Diamonds, although they didn't really look at who was really behind it, which,
right.
You know, they just said a European group or something. But it really is De Beers. If you just Google who they are, then you know who's behind it. And you know that, and this is a touchy subject. We're all Jewish here, but the Israelis have had a big influence supporting Blood Diamonds and, mm-hmm. and apartheid in Africa because of diamonds, and also because they sold a lot of military equipment to South Africa. And they were them in Sudan, and I don't remember who else. There was like three countries that were supportive of apartheid.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a break here. We've got a lot more healing to go on an economic level, physiological as well, because I scared Liam with the birth control
in
the
Jewish.
Water.
I'm Jewy.
You're Jewy.
Is that like Chewy? Like, are you a Chewy Jewy?
No, he's hairy like Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. It's funny. We're all Jewish, but we're all critical thinkers, and we have issues with Israel.
And we all have
Israel.
To take a break right now. All right? We'll be right back. 866-939-BELL.
A little fuzzy is different than hairy.
866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Hairy. We're coming right back.
Only
with more
hairy than my nose.
We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All the great links that we have, some of which I don't even know what they are yet.
The Jews.
Going to be up there at robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff is with me. Richard Pearl is with me. We're talking a little bit of economic healing. And the fact that it doesn't matter if you haven't started collecting some of these things for your own sake to diversify into something that will hold or retain some level of value as the paper becomes worth less until it's worthless. And that and more, economic healing. So, Richard, thanks for your insights into that. And, Liam, you were awful quiet. Or do we need to jump right into the birth control and the waters affecting the prostate, or should we hold off on that?
I'm feeling weird. I'm feeling like our friend Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Do you have a human to Chewbacca translator in the room?
I'm sure we could find one.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. What is it?
No, it's to the left.
I'm worried about my prostate now. I don't eat any animal food. You know, I try to keep a very clean life, but now I'm worried about the old prostate. How did Han Solo understand Chewbacca? Can we just answer this question?
I don't know. I think he took lessons from Scooby-Doo.
No, but wait a second. You know, like, hey, Chewbacca, what's the thing on the... I think you're right. That is the inversion of a black star happening right over the bow. Oh, you are correct, my friend.
Listen, George Lucas could afford a universal translator.
What is this with the birth control in the water?
Yeah.
No, well, I mean it.
No, because they urinate the women.
Yeah.
Take birth control, they urinate in the water.
Women urinate?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes a lot.
Well, you want to make sure they're hydrated. But, you know, the point is that these drugs are ending up in the municipally treated water system. There is no filtration that pulls these artificial hormones out. And so they're impacting on men, of course, much more. Although we don't think of men as hormonal creatures, they are. And in this case, the prostate gets hammered by these estrogen-mimicking compounds.
What can we do?
Stop drinking the tap water.
Yeah, but I mean, let's say that you have because you were stupid and thought that you were just being a normal kind of person.
Well, could listen to the government; they'll tell you what to do.
No, I mean, what do you do to detox? I mean,
as a homeopath, we go to the environmental toxicity type formulas. Those that'll, you know, you can actually take these synthetic estrogens, these birth control pills, convert them into homeopathic signatures for ingestion. King Bio, of course, has them, and there are a number of them out there that cover these environmental toxins. Mm. Now, this is something that's, I think we all have to look at. You know, a cornerstone of the Robert Scott Bell Show is talking about these, you know, liver toxicity issues playing themselves out in organs and systems afar from that in the case of men. Now, there's, you know, the big story is the American Medical Association yesterday came out and said, we are all about the emergency that the government has declared about drug shortages. And I'm like, I've never walked into a drugstore on this continent and then they ever have a sign up, sorry, we don't have enough drugs in here today. You'll have to come back tomorrow. It's not happening. The fact is, we've got an overabundance of drugs. drugs everywhere. And if you want free drugs, as I said, just drink the tap water.
I'm not done being anxious. What is the study that showed the relationship with prostate cancer and what? So they're taking the estrogen mimicking and estrogen progesterone drugs, right, mm-hmm. to offset their menses. Hmm. Right, so this is what the birth control.
They could do it for lots of reasons, for emotional issues,
they acne. They'd give it to them for acne. I mean, it's
just
amazing
for not having. So you don't have a menstrual cycle. Like
they whatever reason they give them, the pills end up being metabolized by the body. They're urinated into
sure.
the water.
So how does this? And, so this affects the male sexual organs, the male hormonal systems. It puts us in imbalance. So what's the relationship with cancer? I mean, cancer is a very prolonged, invasive. Toxic assault.
Well, we talk about the estrogen receptor sites in the body, the prostate, of course, big part of the endocrine issue, and you have cancers that seem to respond, you know, and grow in presence of
cells divide with estrogen.
Of estrogen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is the whole point I've said for years and years and years is that, you know, this false logic, because it is not logic, but mm-hmm. the premise of the logic.
Damn it.
What is it?
The birth control pill. You know, they sold us on this.
They said it would be the greatest
thing ever,
right?
I'm sorry, but this just really bugs me. Yeah,
but think about this for a second, because it goes
Excuse
along
me,
with...
Ron. I'm sorry. I exploded outward, and I said, darn it. But it's wrong. They sold us on all this.
Yeah, but they sold us on lots of things.
Yeah, but this one bugs me.
Okay. All right, but think about this for a second. This is a false logic that they've used. They say that testosterone causes prostate cancer. But think about it. Every 15-year-old is loaded with testosterone, and he doesn't get cancer. The no. same kid gets to 50. Now, all of a sudden, he has cancer. What's different? His testosterone's lower, his progesterone's lower, and his estrogen's much higher. Mm-hmm. Estrogen causes cells to divide.
Now, this is the quote from the article you were worried about, Liam. Countries where the highest numbers of women use oral contraceptives have the highest rates of death from prostate cancer.
So now, we're looking at France.
Well, the United States, of course, the biggest culprit here is the women seemingly go on birth control pills as if they're candy. And
at very young ages.
Very young ages. And, of course, for
13.
All, as you mentioned, a whole lot of reasons, as Richard mentioned as well. I mean, they literally, any excuse they can do to put you on it. You could be, you know, from, let's say, a religious sect that doesn't even believe in premarital sex. You know what I'm saying?
I had some of that.
And they'll still convince parents to put their daughters on this for medical reasons, right? You talk about uterine fibroids. They talk right. about difficult periods, right. irregular periods. I mean, it is just like the go-to. Oh, we'll just, you know, externally, from an external source, monkey with your hormones. It'll be all good.
Well, not to make this even more scary, but what about all the vaccines they're giving young girls now? Mm-hmm. There must be something that's being urinated out in that, too. So we'll find out years from now.
Well, but the pill is going in daily, 3 weeks a month, 12 mm-hmm. months a year.
Yeah, but it adds flavor.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And this stuff is then coming out, and you're right, going into the municipal water system. And did I drink water from the municipal water system?
No.
Yes, I did.
While
I was having premarital sex, I had drank water from the municipal water. I got to do some heavy detoxifying. Well, what do I want to do? No, wait. What? Because I'm not the only one who was stupid and drank tap water.
Why is your octave so high?
I've been drinking too much tap water.
Getting animated here.
I'm going to recite poetry. I have so much estrogen in my body. Now, listen. Tell me, let's talk about detoxifying from this stuff. Really?
Sure.
Because I'm tired of people like Robert Scott Bell and Rush Limbaugh coming on the air,
yes.
scaring people with their comedy and not giving people enough of a solution. So let's talk about detoxifying from estrogen and chemical progesterone. I mean, really?
Well, from the standpoint of the signature, if we will, how does the body deal with it? Because it's sort of like a left-handed estrogen. Just like man says, oh, it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. The body knows it's different. That's why it's aberrant. But at the same time, there are receptor sites that are somewhat fooled by this. So you got an accumulation in the system, just like you said. That's the concern for the men. It's starting to load up in the prostate area, especially if you bike a lot. That's a concern. I'm teasing you
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
He likes to bike.
Although there's a correlation, with the bicycle seat.
And it's a circulation issue. I mean, having a good seat in that regard.
I stand.
Yeah. This is something that is, you know, to have a study like this come out, and you begin to realize how
But this isn't the first study.
No, it's not the first.
This is the first one that raised his voice.
Right. elevated him an octave. He's
how
like,
how do we detoxify from
reversing
this?
I come back to homeopathic estrogens,
okay.
synthetic estrogens, which are very available from a number of companies. course.
Great.
And we'll get you some.
What about liver detox?
Well, yeah, because the liver's got a process. In fact, the liver, you know, helps to produce these hormones normally and naturally.
But you could also use things like calcium deglucarate. You can use an aromatase inhibitor like Myomin. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some
natural measures along the way.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things together.
What about my old macrobiotic standby is ginger, shiitake mushrooms, and seaweed?
I would all, yeah, there's no question I would be doing that as
ginger,
well.
Ginger, shiitake mushroom, seaweed.
Here's the thing. I like the idea that you're going to support thyroid and estrogens are going to impact thyroid. So it would be wise to do, you know, the formula you just mentioned. But I think you got to be more aggressive if you're concerned.
Okay,
if
all right,
you
have what about this? Ginger, shiitake mushroom, seaweed. Does that work? What about turmeric?
Yeah, it's the most important herb for the liver.
There you go.
And a lot of cancers because it's anti-inflammatory as well. Listen, the bisphenol A, remember we've talked about these plastifiers, plastics. That's another aspect.
You know, at my store, we only carry BPA-free plastic. Mm-hmm. And we have the special water that people fill up.
Yep.
So we clean
by
it.
By the way,
so
can, come over can people order online or call you Simply Natural and get stuff,
They can
too?
Call me Richard, too.
They can call you. Can he call you Simply Natural Richard and order things?
Yes, they can.
All right. Okay. Because I'll have your show as well as the store linked up for those that want to follow up.
You should put the
properly
graded phone number out there, too.
Properly graded?
Yeah, why not?
Is there a number for that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, we'll get that out. Get ready with your pens, paper, and stuff like that.
Haldeman and the Peaceniks taking their estrogen are trying to destroy my reputation.
Richard Nixon in the house.
Not really.
No?
Sort of.
Sort of. All right, so we do...
Didn't you just put a straw down to his gravesite and he's talking that way?
He's right here in the room.
If we want to address the prostate cancers in men, because in women, but women have other problems, but
Dear Lord,
in this case...
Can we talk about, you know, everybody's panicking about the Susan T. Komen race for the cure. Can we talk about all the bleeping estrogens that they're taking into their bodies? Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're taking all of these cell...
Xenoestrogens.
If they're taking all of this foreign estrogen, that's the left-handed foreign estrogens, and these are stimulating cell division reproduction. Doesn't the Susan T. Komen race for the cure really just want to get in the way of those? All those birth control ads are like the happiest things you've ever seen on TV. They're 20-somethings. They're like Sex in the City with like early 20s. Hi, I put the Nuva ring and said, yay, I could have sex with anybody
but
in the world.
Was that how they talked about it in terms of liberation? Now, if we talk about the real liberation, real freedom is a spiritual freedom. It's a spiritual quest. But they
as many children, and you don't have to know who they are.
But they talked in terms of sexual liberation way back when. That was it. Oh, you can do it. No consequences. Of course, remember the whole idea. If you have a sexually transmitted disease, you get an antibiotic until the era of you know what they claim.
Dun dun dun. Dun.
You were going to die from a retrovirus that we've proven really doesn't even exist.
Isn't this it right here though? This is the genesis of the AIDS cult. Because we lived in a society that had no structure, no moral compulsion to make families, or you could just have sex with whoever you wanted. That was it, right? I mean, you know, tune in, turn on, drop out, all that kind of stuff really became a weird, stupid hyperbole for what had been a small movement of spiritual seekers, truly, enlightened spiritual seekers. That was the beginning of that thing. Then it was bastardized and popularized and so on and so forth. And the idea became, oh, I feel like, you know, looking for Mr. Goodbar. Remember that terrifying movie? Right. So everybody's out there doing whatever they want to do, and they're carrying home all the STDs they want. And yeah, they get an injection every time they get the gonorrhea, and it just goes away. And then so many people get sick by the end of a decade and a half of this behavior, that the culture needs to put back some sort of mental construct on it.
Mores, limitations, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Now we'll tie the red ribbon around you, and we'll tell you that sex is dangerous. Sex was always dangerous. It was always fraught with peril. Most of all, the peril of breaking your heart, breaking, you know.
The emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even spiritual aspects of that. People, you know, that's the whole thing about if you're too young, the immaturity to understand about the energies that are exchanged in that kind of activity. And that's, you know, we talk about maturity in this case. But now if we see this so-called sexual revolution leading to cancer, honestly, at this point.
Wow.
That's, you know, sort of a full circle scenario, isn't it? We come back to, no, man cannot, you know, mess around and trick nature in this way.
Yeah, but you could go back to dinosaur times. You know, dinosaurs were dying out long before the rock came and hit the planet. And part of the reason they were going across all these land bridges and they were coming up to all kinds of bacteria and virus, but a lot of it was that they were having sex with, you know, a lot more animals in the same species, but in different lands, just like sort of going to Mexico, you're not used to the water.
What are you talking about?
Where are you getting talking? No, think about this.
No.
It's the same thing. No, but what I'm saying is biologically,
right?
It's no different than back then when you...
I just use this as a point.
No. Listen, this guy's doing Jabba the Hutt. So all I'm saying is that, and I'm not judging it. I'm just simply saying that historically, when there's more sex, when animals or humans do a lot more promiscuity. There's more risk of viruses and bacteria and sickness. And not everybody who has sex is in their best of health. And so their immune systems could be weak.
I'm with you there. I just don't
Today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, what really wiped out the dinosaurs?
But let me just say.
Now you got that the dinosaurs. No, I just never read that about the dinosaurs.
But dinosaurs were dying off long before.
I didn't know it was like the dinosaur sexual revolution.
I read it in more than one place.
All right, we got to take a break here.
Hustler?
I never know where we're going when Richard Pearl is in the office here.
That hurt.
And, of course, Liam Schaff, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Why would you talk about my ex-girlfriend?
We are going to see if we can recover the show after we get back from this break. Don't go away.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Of all the cockamamie crazy theories I've ever heard on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Richard, you just nailed it.
Well, hold on.
Dinosaur sexual revolution.
First of all, I'm fairly well read.
You're a happily married man?
Happily,
of course.
I think that I should never see.
No, yeah. I was watching on a number of
television.
National Geographic type of shows. Okay. Not necessarily that one, but it might have been.
Honestly, I'd never heard of this.
No, because they talked about how all these different viruses and bacteria, when dinosaurs would go into different regions, and they would mate with the same species in different areas.
Listen.
That it was affecting because...
We know so little about the dinosaurs that now we're going to get into their sex lives.
They did. It was actually one of the shows I saw. Anyway, I'm shutting up on that subject because it's not working out well.
Hey, do you know, what does this mean in dinosaur?
It means I better shut that
means
hell
up. You come here often?
All right, Liam, now, we've talked about the electromagnetic aspects of the universe, the growing Earth theories, things like that, gravitational shifts over the years. Some semblance. Maybe we could tie it into dinosaur sexual revolutions. I'm not sure.
Hold on. I just want to say, I wasn't talking about dinosaur sexual revolution.
That's what it sounded like to me.
No, I use an analogy which now has painted me in a corner.
Well, one of the funniest corners I've ever seen painted.
You know, the grand room. That.
The grand dragon.
In a circular room, I now have a corner.
Oh,
but
no.
Here's the thing. Now, I agree with...
Should I say anything?
Go ahead. In a second. No, but I agree with you.
First, we don't know what you agree with him about.
But off the air, we know what he's thinking.
Okay.
On the air, not so much. but here's the thing. He and I have discussed how we both feel that the Earth has expanded. No, but I want you to. I want you
don't
to
take
go in theory.
Thunder.
I'm just going to set it up for you. I'm
really?
Putting the ball on the tee. Just
no,
swing the stick
actually,
and back.
What you're doing is you're sucking the air out of. But go ahead.
No.
I'm going to sit
after
back.
You.
No, it's
I'll
all right.
sit back here.
You see
let me hold my prostate.
Do
while you
think I was kidding when I talked to you about the testosterone warning on the air today?
Go ahead,
Liam Schiff.
I'm ready.
Conspiracy theorist, realist, all of that, and scientific kind of guy.
I love Richard Perley. He's like the brother that my family tried to kill. And no.
He's maybe like, that's why I was adopted.
Now it's getting personal. Richard Perle is one of my favorite people, actually. So we were talking about dinosaurs and why they died, and Richard was being brainwashed and inculcated by the National Geographic Society.
Doesn't sound very good.
I know it's not nice.
So he'll help us.
I'm hurt.
I'm really
you
sorry.
You should take it out on National Geographic.
Drink some water. It'll make you feel...
Can I have tap water?
It'll make you feel lighter.
Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. You'll feel like a little girl in no time.
Okay.
So you watch the National Geographic, you'll come into two worldviews. Number one, that the universe was created by accident in something called the Big Bang. You'll be told that, and it will be called a fact. Number two, you'll be told that the Earth gobbles up the Earth and then spits out more Earth all at the same speed in something called plate tectonics, right? The Earth spits out material, but it gobbles it back up. Spits it out, gobbles it back up. So is any of that true? I'm going to ask you guys, is it true? Does the Earth spit out material, gobble it back up at the same time?
No.
No? You think no, Robert?
I've never heard of it.
Plate tectonics. You didn't study plate tectonics?
Well, not that language. They never said spit it out and gobble it up. That sounds like the Thanksgiving gobble, gobble, gobble theory of the growing, not growing Earth.
The bulimic Earth.
Okay, the bulimic Earth. I've heard about the bulimic Earth. Okay.
Because that's what we're told in school. And if you just want to figure out why the dinosaurs left, probably, let's look very quickly at the idea that the Earth actually not only grows, but also eats itself at exactly the same rate of speed. Now, this idea came about, there was a guy called Alfred Wegener, there was another guy called Sam Carey, and these guys did research and they said, wait a second, we think the Earth is growing. Before these guys, before Alfred Wegener, before Sam Carey, people said the Earth isn't growing, it's always been the same size. Always, it's uniformitarian. It's uniformitarianism. The Earth has always been the same size, everything's always been this way, nothing's ever changed. Then people dug down into the Earth and they found fossils and they said, this doesn't look at all like my Aunt Mabel. She was a little heavy, but not this heavy. So who is this giant 18-story person? Well, it's not a person. It's a kind of a lizard. They said, well, that's weird. I guess things haven't always been the same. Then they said, if things haven't always been the same, maybe the Earth hasn't always been the same size. Then in World War II, when the Germans upset a few people by putting estrogen into the water, we built submarines and they went down into the water and they looked underground and they took sonar pictures. And when they took the sonar pictures of the undersea ridges, they found these expanding ridges. And those ridges happen to exactly comb and part the Atlantic at the rate and angle and shape of the coasts of Europe and America and South America and Africa. And people said, wow, it looks like if you slid these right back into the ocean ridges that North America and Europe and South America and Africa would just...
They all fit together.
Fit together.
Yeah.
And people said, that's crazy. The Earth's always been the same size. And they said, well, maybe somewhere on Earth, the Earth is shrinking at exactly the same rate. And they said, aha, the Earth is growing.
Subduction, right? When it goes up, then it goes down.
Right. So in other words, 450 miles of solid rock somehow decides to dive. Oh, no. It doesn't. 60 miles of ocean rock, cold ocean rock, just decides to dive through and into 60 miles of cold ocean rock and then sink into solid, densely packed, atomically packed ocean rock. No, that doesn't happen either. There is no subduction. There are little bits of overriding because the Earth is tilting. It has a constant axial. It has a constant vortex. That what's the word I'm trying to find? But there's something in it. Anyway, when you take the surface of something and you spin it and spin it and spin it, you'll get a little bit of sliding, a little bit of overriding.
Some vortexinal activity.
And
that's the way we like it.
Height. And that's exactly what Chewbacca would have said right there. So what we have is an Earth that is not shrinking at the same rate that it's growing. It's simply growing. And they found that not only was the Earth growing between the in the Atlantic, but in the Pacific and around the Arctic, Antarctic, and around the Arctic. And then some interesting people like Sam Carey and essentially his student, Neil Adams, who is an artist and a great comic book artist, put this together using the U.S. Geological Survey maps. And you can shrink the Earth back into the undersea spreading ridges. You can actually pull it back, which is a wild thing to watch.
Yes.
I can't tell it. I wasn't there.
We've got it linked, by the way. We've got it linked so people will see
it. I wasn't there. I can't tell you exactly. But if you think about why the dinosaurs really might have died, you have to go with two things. I know this is a little strange. We're not talking about health or prostates anymore. But if you really think about how strange and wonderful this planet is, you have to look at the fact that things lived outside, walking down your street, that were 10, 12, 15 stories, 18 stories tall that could not have lived in today's gravity. There isn't a heart large and strong enough to push blood up to a head 14, 15 stories above it without exploding every blood vessel that comes before it. It couldn't have happened, which means that gravity had to be diminished.
Well, could we say that if an Earth was smaller, as it is on other planets that are smaller or celestial bodies that are smaller, there's much less gravity on those heavenly bodies.
Isn't that a weird idea? But then you look back and you look at these paleontologists and they'll tell you that they can't figure out, no, we don't know how the pterodactyls
Well, you could even just look at the oceans now. The whales.
Mm-hmm.
Can't support themselves on dry land. They would die.
They would
crush themselves. That's right. They would. Obamacare? No.
Welfare.
But no. they would die under their own weight. They would crush under their own weight.
Right.
So and they need the buoyancy of something in a less gravity, which is the water. So if we look at it rationally, an animal the size of whales used to walk on the land. Those animals couldn't
for survive.
Survival
had to go back into the sea.
They could. Right, but they couldn't have survived on land if they were the same size as a whale today. Their structures wouldn't hold themselves. So, it does, to Liam's point, it does make sense what he says, which I've thought for years. In fact, when one day you and I were talking about it, and unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that you had a whole theory on it, which was far more
right. Not
advanced.
My theory,
but I understand. But you,
I'm following in the research.
It's still not taught in any school that I'm aware of. Certainly
and
not.
You wonder what is the vested interest in assuming that the Earth
has always
changed.
Been the same size.
Right. Yeah. Is it a religious thing?
That things don't change?
Yes.
Is it religious?
Yeah, that we're still the center of the universe?
Yes.
Because if we imagine that things change, and by the way, that's half of it. If you look at the axial tilt of the planet Earth, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, these planets are not related to each other. They are all tilted differently. They did not come from the same birth experience. In other words, we're a solar system of orphan planets pulled in by a new star. So the Earth may have started around a smaller star, like as Mars and Venus probably did. They may have started around a smaller star where life was able to grow in the red glow of like a brown dwarf or red dwarf, like a Jupiter or a Saturn. These are small stars when they're away from a big star. They glow. They tune into their anodes. They're collecting points for the electrical current going through the universe, and they glow. And this is well known to astronomers, but they still want to pretend that this is an accidental gravity-only universe. No, this is a universe of electromagnetically charged bodies and particles. And things, terrible, terrible things can happen. Catastrophes can happen. And if you look at the ancient texts all over the world, and you can look at the work of David Talbot and other mythic researchers at thunderbolts.info, but if you look at their work, you find all over the world catastrophes happen. There were giant floods that wiped out previously. Now, I'm not going to the Atlantis place. I'm just saying that it's well understood that civilizations were wiped out all over the globe at a certain point, that there was an axial age when everybody on the planet looked up at the sky and began worshiping the same artifacts in the heavens. Were those passing planets? Did we have a major pass-by of a planet? That's the Velikovskian theory. Anyway, we do not know. And when you bring that kind of uncertainty into science, and when you make the Earth a living organism that grows, you throw out reductionism, you no longer pretend you understand physics, and the whole thing changes.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to figure this all out in the next few minutes. Come back for more of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl.
Aren't you glad we went to Dinosaur?
I know.
I really am.
It's a great segue, inadvertent as it is. But yes, it's a lot of fun when we get together. And we'll talk more physiological healing as well as political healing. I think we're going to have to talk about what's happening with Ron Paul.
I got to take some Flintstones
vitamins. He's rising. Ron Paul rising. Stay with us. Rocking the health world.
Because the earth is
expanding. And all I got to say before we come back is the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's my life, and it's now or never. Cause I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live alive. It's my life. My heart is like an open highway. But Frankie said I did it.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If you're still with us, you're braver than I am. I'm out of here. No. We got a whole other hour to go here with Richard Pearl. He's from Simply Natural, as well as we talked a little bit about the economic issues, properly graded rarities he has. We talked about coins and things. We'll get you a number this hour, I promise, to where you can contact Richard after the show. He also has his Pearls of Health radio show Friday evening, 6 to 8 in the evening, East Coast time. Well, we've got links up at robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff from liamsheff.com. He's a great contributor to the Robert Scott Bell Show, in addition to many things that he does here. And your humble and lovable host, Robert Scott Bell, who's sometimes a little bit ornery, like I was yesterday. Today, I don't have any room to do anything but just kind of hang out with these guys and have some fun. Now, one of the things we want to do, in addition to political healing, first and foremost, Richard, last hour you actually mentioned this about the Gardasil and Cervarix vaccine, the human papilloma virus shot. There's another young girl now, this one out of the United Kingdom, left unable to walk or talk. She sleeps 23 hours a day after getting this Cervarix vaccine. Most of the publicity has been about Gardasil's, Merck's Gardasil. But hey, there's another nasty one by GSK, which is called Cervarix. It's causing equal to or greater damage to little girls. We've talked about Governor Moonbeam Brown authorizing this for all little girls in California without parental notification, authority, or permission, consent. We've talked about Rick Perry basically executive ordering it in Texas, although it was eventually overturned. And, you know, this is really a holocaust on children. You know, there's a lot of things that we've talked about that are sacrificial to children, but this is as overt and Nazi-like as I've ever seen the medical profession get.
You're right. And the, you know, I was thinking about something I was going to say, mm-hmm. which I'm going to not say for the moment, but because we do want this segment to go.
That's good radio.
No, but what was in my head was great radio. But, you know, what's interesting is most of the people who are doing these things are of the belief that what they're doing is good. And you know, to Liam's point earlier, you know, we get brainwashed on so many different subjects, and we just, after a while, we just accept things because we're told things, and people think it's the right thing to give a vaccine. They think that, you know, especially since they've been given vaccines to their kids for the most part since they're born. So what's another vaccine? Well, it'll protect my daughter, so let's just give another one, not realizing all the consequences. And also this idea that the state is there to make your decisions for you. You're no longer responsible for your children or your own thought process. I think that even if this drug, this vaccine was safe, which it's not, we're down a path that says we can't make the decision. We don't have the ability, the intelligence, the wherewithal, the common sense to make our own decisions. We need the government once again to tell us what to do. And it's not a benign vaccine, but if it was, the next one wouldn't be.
Sure.
So now we're dealing with vaccines that are dangerous, that have side effects. And again, the government says, oh, don't worry about the side effects, and people think that's fine. They give people, we're going to talk about this on Friday's show on my health talk. All the letters that people are receiving from, you know, different government agencies or from, you know, advertisements from, say, a drugstore, hey, we're doing free flu shots. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone who's getting sick from flu right now. I don't even hear any pandemic going on. So why does everyone have to do it as if it's an annual thing, especially with all the side effects and all the chemicals that are in it? But again, the population pretty much claps like seals, and it's really scary. I mean, there's limited thinking by most people about any subject matter. They'd rather just come, as you said earlier, dancing with the stars, listening to that kind of nonsense. That's more important. But to actually stop and think for a second, why would I put this in my system? What are in vaccines? How are they dangerous?
Interesting to our discussion last hour of the sexual revolution. See how this ties back in, because this is being sold as, oh, my goodness, your daughter, when she becomes active in that way, she could die. She could be put at risk because of this human papillomavirus, which, by the way, they've never established a direct causal link to the cervical cancer anyway. You know, we've disputed that on this show from the beginning.
No, there's no cause.
But no, no.
It's absolutely a negative cause.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even related, honestly. But isn't this interesting the way they're saying it in terms of that whole evolution we talked about last hour? This is how they're getting you to inject your little children now.
This is AIDS part two. This is Red Ribbon part two. We got the sexually active adults. Now we're going to get the non-sexually active tweens and teens, if I can say that awful word, tween, that was given to us by advertisers. But that's who they're targeting with this, because we're not only were the baby boomers not paying attention to their own needs and emotional lives, but they're not paying attention to the emotional lives of their children.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but let me ask you.
No, I got to finish. Yeah. So instead of paying attention to the emotional lives of their children, they're saying, okay, remember, we always elect a king. We always allow the election of a king and a group of priests. And the group of priests answer the existential questions. The group of priests are the scientists in the lab coats. And they come along and they say, we're going to protect your children from all harm, including the sex that you fear they're being exposed to, you know they're being exposed to, on the Britney and the halftime shows and the wardrobe malfunctions and all the movies they see. And you know that kids talk about sex, and it's terrible, terrible. No, it's perfectly normal to talk about it. It's perfectly normal to begin to experiment with it at a certain age, but with the instruction and guidance that your heart has to be involved and that this is something that you take on with care and so on and so forth. But we don't have those messages in society. So instead of actually having the message that sex is something that we all actually have to deal with and talk about and take in.
So this is a replacement? They inject you, in other words?
Yes.
Just take the injection. We don't have to talk about it.
Yes.
Now you're
this
protected.
Is a psychological fix.
It's unbelievable. It's a really aberrant thing. Richard, you were going to add
No, I'd rather go down this path for a second. Well, we do it with everything. It's not just sex. We do it with everything. Instead of making decisions, we put Band-Aids, or we change the psychology from responsibility to coddling to protecting to going to the, you know, the white coats to tell us how to think about anything. It is really remarkable in so few generations how we've, you know, undermine the whole population. Sex is not a bad thing. It's not a dangerous thing per se. People have done, you know, the thing about vaccines, if you think about it, when they had the whole issue with the swine flu and the bird flu, and they were so concerned about these two flus that they were going to kill tons of people, the people that they said needed the least amount of vaccines as protection were the people that were born in the 50s or before, because they still had their immune system. Those people didn't get vaccines early in their life, and even though they were much older than the rest of the population, those people were told you don't have to get shots. Mm-hmm. That the people needed it the most were the ones who constantly got shots. So it told you that the group that was not strong with their immune system were the ones who were always getting the vaccines. The ones who actually weren't inundated with them had a better immune system.
Well, yeah, they were the most immunocompromised.
And yet they were the oldest group. So you would say, naturally, the way we think things through, the oldest people would need it most, yet they needed it least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing now, and to Liam's point, is that we have usurped our responsibility. We're now just focusing on, well, I don't want to deal with this. Sex is now considered bad, so let's have the government protect our children from this evil thing called sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I see such a rise with all these religious groups who it always boils down to sex. You can get a politician, force him to resign only for one thing, sex. Right. He can do money laundering. He can do something inappropriate.
What's Pelosi just been? I mean, aren't they insider training and the
insider
bloody
training? No problem.
If she had sex with somebody that wasn't appropriate, she'd have to resign. Uh-huh. It's always about
Isn't
the sex.
Interesting? Now, you know, we were brought up understanding this puritanical streak in America. Supposedly, there was the suppression of that part of our life. And I talk about it in terms of energy here. Energy centers in the East, they call them chakras, body centers of energy.
Right.
But if we talk in terms of what, you know, to Liam's point as well, is that sex is and can be and always has been dangerous, not just physiologically, but emotionally. If you don't understand, you know, the exchange of energies, emotions, etc., in these events, you're ill-prepared to understand what happens to you, not the least of which potentially is pregnancy, of course, but then you've got the STDs and other issues. Now, this continues on because if we get to the heart of how is it possible that we are willing to sacrifice our children to GSK and Merck, where in our right minds, if we even had it anymore, would we allow such intervention into the family to say, here, you just take care of it, Jerry Brown, Governor. You take care of it, Governor Perry of Texas. And all of the medical doctors that are licensed by the state, they know better. And then you get the so-called leftist liberals that are cheerleading this on far greater than anybody I've ever. You know, when they say the far right is in the pocket of Big Pharma, they got nothing on what the left is with this.
Right. And I don't want to say, yes, the left does cheerlead this because they led the chemical revolution in the 60s. That's their inheritance at this point, unfortunately. They actually believe in better living through chemistry because some of them, very few of them, achieve some sort of momentary enlightenment using chemicals. But a lot of them use plants. So we're a culture that doesn't have... We don't have any coming-of-age rituals. We have none. None at all. There is
rites of passage, we call that.
Yeah, we have no
cultures.
Rites of passage. We don't have any transcendent experiences. Those are all gone. If you were Catholic, the Mass was taken out of Latin, so you unfortunately understand all of it, so it's not really interesting anymore. There's no mystery to it anymore.
Well, think in terms of the Jewish Bar Mitzvah. I mean, that's a rite of passage that goes back a long time, but does it have the same meaning that it once did?
I'm going to sing, dance, get some gifts, recite a speech. But we don't have any... You know, they used to take youths and put them through an initiation mystery ceremony where, you know, they'd set up some special effect where you think you see lights here, there, or the other thing. In other words, it was an introduction to the idea that life can never be fully understood.
There's something more.
There's always something more. Yeah. This is not something we hold to in our culture. So we're always looking for that something more to fill that space where a mystery should be. I believe we should reengage in mystery schools. I don't know if we're going to, not as a cult, not as
well. Even if the ancient religions that are considered the commonplace religions would go back to some of the roots of their own mysteries and embrace them and bring them out in those so-called rites of passage. If you go out to camp, I don't know. I guess the Boy Scouts do these things. You go out the weekend and it's a rough and tumble thing. Or my son who just got his black belt a year and a half ago.
Very impressive.
24 hours he's awake as a 10-year-old. They're beating the crap out of this kid,
yeah,
and he's having to take it, And he comes out, and it's hard, you know, and you feel for him as a parent, but he comes out stronger. He's accomplished something major. That's sort of a rite of passage.
But today,
that's a rite of passage.
Today, yeah. they almost would consider, if not today, within 5 to 10 years, that's somehow abuse of the child.
Sure. Well, that's the wussification, though, of, I guess not just America, but the West, that right. we've eliminated any form of pain as a, you know, a ritual. I'm not saying
we've taken away risk.
Abusing,
we're taking away risk and everything, yet we want our kids to do things productive and successfully, but we say to them, but never take a risk. Well, if you never take a risk, you don't have anything to compare to. You don't have a result that can be extraordinary because you're always playing safe.
Right.
And this is what's happened. That's why we're a country of cashiers now. That's where we graduate. We don't graduate the scientists, the biologists. Not in the, considering the amount of wealth that's in this country and the schools that are in this country, we still have to import so many people from somewhere else, third world countries in many cases, because we don't have the mentality or the mind, really the mindset to say, well, do something and try it. I own a health food store.
I might get hurt, though.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I own a health food store. You know how many people say, do you guarantee this? I say, no. And I say to them, why would you want to guarantee?
Do you guarantee my business is going to be here right. tomorrow?
What is the mindset right. that you need to have somebody massage your prostate, essentially?
Excuse me?
I thought you'd like
it. I was trying.
Last hour, I mean,
But my point is, why would you – what is the mindset that says you have to hold my hand so that I can do something good for myself?
Well, this is the wussification of the West, of Americans. We got to take a break. We're going to come back on this fascinating discussion going into the rites of passage and beyond. Again, we're going to get into some political healing. We'll talk Ron Paul a bit. Richard Pearl is my guest. Liam Sheff is my guest. A very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. NaturalNewsRadio.com. Sign up for your email alerts there, as well as check out all the links at RobertScottBell.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Another fascinating discussion here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Richard Pearl and Liam Sheff. Almost talking rites of passage, strengthening not only the American male, but I mean the whole experience. I mean, my little girl, she's pretty tough. She takes karate too. We can't coddle and, you know, wussify our children at the same time. Liam, you were going to chime in on there. We had to go to break.
Richard's point about this culture that needs to be protected from everything and therefore achieves nothing is exactly what we're living in. And the whole principle that we live in now is the vaccine principle, that we can protect you from ever having to suffer by injecting you with something if you just trust us and don't read the fine print. And don't argue with anybody because we're on your side and the other guys want you to suffer. Oh, if you don't take this vaccine, you might suffer. Well, you could die if you take the vaccine, but don't worry about that because we're all protecting you. You know, we should all be a little less protected. We should all throw ourselves a little more into the hurly-burly of life. And you're going to get scraped and you're going to fall down. The good news is when you're all living life, we all recognize that we're fellow travelers and we're more likely to help each other up. Because right now we live in a world of selfish, horrible narcissists. This is a country of selfish, horrible, awful, childish narcissists. And I'm talking about the people in this room. No, I'm not I'm talking
the people around planet
only
Earth
on that all, side.
They're all laughing at us now.
No, like, I'm talking
you silly Americans.
I'm talking about people in your neighborhood and mine, and you know who they are, and you can't ask them for a favor because it's just a little bit out of their way, and they can't do anything for you, and they can't be kind to you, and God forbid if you even give the hint of showing any kind of need or weakness to them that you might have to repay someday. I'm sorry, I really can't reach out to you. They're perfect. Perfectly parodied on the very funny show Seinfeld. You know, four incredible narcissists, very funny to watch, but you would not want to know these people.
Not in real life.
Not in real life, because they don't do anything for you. They won't go out of their way for you. And that show ends with them going to jail because they let somebody get hit by a car. You know, they did something awful.
But you're bringing up a point that actually, let's extrapolate it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. We have to be safe from the unknown disease or the unknown terrorist.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we need to be protected. We need to be in 70 or have 700 bases or 900 bases in 200 different countries because we have to be protected against maybe someday some guy will pick his nose and drop a bomb.
Right.
At the same time. I mean, this insanity.
The nose bomber.
Yes, it is.
The nose bomber.
It's better than the butt bomber.
No. What do they have? The shoe bomber.
Shoe bomber. They did have a shoe bomber.
Yeah, that was fake.
Yeah, totally.
It absolutely was. They couldn't have blown up the plane. Same thing with the guy with the chemicals that he was going to do in the plane. I forget what his name was.
So we have a prophylactic culture. The whole world is wrapped in prophylactics.
But that's great if you have a defense department that we must feed at all costs. As gross domestic product is damaged and the people suffer, it's okay. Feed the trough of the defense because there's a terrorist, just like there's a virus, just like there's something out there behind the rock or under the rock, just like in the old days when there was no light at night and you heard voices from the animals. We got to be saved. Get in the cave. Protect yourself. Oh, my God, it's coming.
Hmm. Well, this idea that we must be protected from everything at all times has made us weaker, period.
Look what we do at an airport, how we subjugate ourselves to this humiliation so we can be safe from something that isn't real. If somebody wanted to attack us, it would be so much easier to do it in so many other ways. They're not going to get on the plane and bring down. And even if they did something horrible like that, it would be bad for the people on the plane and maybe a building, but it wouldn't bring down the United States. So this nonsensical idea of protect us from everything. And it's one of the points that Ron Paul and John Huntsman have.
Recently in the debate, Ron Paul got 89 seconds. I don't know how much Huntsman got, not much more.
Probably less.
Yeah. And they were the only two that actually spoke, I think, rationally on foreign policy.
And they didn't ask Huntsman anything about China.
He was ambassador to China.
Right. And he's the only one who speaks Mandarin. And he was the only one who had expertise in foreign affairs, legitimately. Yet CBS didn't ask him any questions. Or CNN. I forget what CNN. And they also didn't ask Ron Paul questions. Yet he's in double digits in the poll. And then, of course, CNN did a poll. And I'd like you to comment on that. Mm. The CNN poll, which showed that Ron Paul and John Huntsman were performing. And what happened?
Well, of course, they were leading in the poll. John Huntsman, Ron Paul, of course, he always leads these polls. And they, guess what? Took the poll down. Bye-bye poll. Doesn't count anymore. We don't like those results. We can't have that. And they were the guys talking sense on foreign policy.
And yet they were asked hardly any questions. And what's also interesting, CNN did this recently before where they used, instead of their own poll that showed Ron Paul was winning, they used some obscure poll on the internet that had a total of 54 votes. And it had Ron Paul as having zero on the vote count and Romney having like 50. But this was a poll of 54 and they got caught doing it. So they ignored their own poll, which was of thousands of people.
And Grover Cleveland was actually in the lead.
Yeah, he was in the weight category.
By the way, those of you outside of the American Republic here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Grover Cleveland, he was around a long time ago.
Was it 1800?
Yeah.
19th century.
He was president twice.
Yeah.
Late 19th century.
Yeah, so he won, and then he had a few years off.
We've got quite an international audience. That's why I wanted to go back. It's like, yeah. Grover Cleveland, who's that? Where is he?
Exactly.
I didn't see him in the poll.
Because he's not in the poll.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They weren't using the poll. How dare they? Can you imagine
I think strippers should use a poll.
You run a network. Mm-hmm. They stay fit, too. You know what? We should all get involved in this guy. Just stop him.
By the way, there's fitness routines based on that now.
There are.
That become mainstream.
I just want to be a spectator.
You can host it in your store.
Yeah, that's not really something I really want to learn how to do well.
I just want to watch.
I once told a girl I was saying, I said, I think I'll learn some of that hip-hop dancing. She just laughed. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to do that.
All right. Well, you can break dance on the break. That's what the breaks are for.
Can you imagine this CBS, which takes advertiser money and pretends to... Who cares what they say now? Who cares what any of these news organizations say? Who cares what they say about 9/11? Who cares what they say about anything? Who cares what they say about the Fed? Screw them. Get rid of them. Turn off your TV. Stop it. They're dead. That media is dead. It's over. It doesn't matter anymore. It's irrelevant. They just told you they're irrelevant. They just said, don't listen to us. We're not even going to listen to you. We're going to make a fake poll and put it up and lie to you. And you're going to be, and we know you're going to figure it out, but we just don't care.
And if we use a poll that turns out not to our liking, then we're going to do something to make sure that gets off the air so we can't have to deal with it. I think what the sad part of this or the real is the fact that there's a realization that all of it's fake, that everything, the media is so part of the system, and it's the system of the oligarchs. These people all are chummy with the power groups, and they're not interested in giving people choice. They're only interested in making sure certain people win because it keeps the system right in step to where it is. And all the people in the 90% of the population suffer, and the other 10% do well. And it's going to continue like that unless people say enough. I would say this. Don't put any money in Bank America. Take your money out of the big commercial banks. Take your money away from big corporations. I wouldn't even buy – I know you will be unhappy. I wouldn't buy an Apple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand. We've talked about that. I mean, the cult of Apple.
Yeah, because you're supporting this whole idea that this one group, it's like another government. Apple has more money than I think it's like 60 countries.
Right. Well, the only thing that's different, and I would say this, is that they can't force you to buy their product by a gun like, you know, the government often does with their products.
But they do force you to buy. If you're in a company that has a contract with Apple or you need all that equipment, you're kind of limited to buying Apple.
Well, Microsoft is a much heavier hitter in that regard. They're a much bigger gorilla. They're in every school system. They donate, and then everybody has to use Microsoft. Whatever it's called, operating system. I mean, look, if you want to be libertarian, go learn how to do Linux.
Right. Do your own thing, right?
Do your own thing.
By the way, you know, in terms of the bailouts, right? We talked about the bailouts of the car companies.
And by the way, I'm not against Apple. I'm just using that as an analogy.
I mean, it's another example. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it's like coming up next week, Thanksgiving in the United States, and they have this Black Friday event. They're trying to open earlier and early for the next phase of purchasing, of consumerism. And I always thought it was just a bizarre thing. It's one thing to stand in line to get on a ride at Disney, and that's bad enough. But standing in line to buy crap that is not really essential to life itself.
Was it Black Friday?
Coming up next week.
But here's the interesting thing about it. We have a job shortage in this country.
I can buy DVDs that I'll never watch for like $5.
Right, but here's the point. We're a country that has a job crisis, right?
Yeah. I can save $300 on something that costs $1,000.
Come on, I get that. And that makes logic to you. But here's my point. So these people who don't have a job are going to go stand in line, buy a product that's made somewhere outside the country. That money is going to go to those corporations outside the country. So they are ensuring that they will not create a job for themselves or any of their friends, because the reality is they're taking their money, giving it to a corporation who's making the product outside the United States, guaranteeing that the product will continue to be made outside the country.
Remember Black Friday by Steely Dan?
Yeah, no.
Remember when Black Friday comes, I'm going to sell everything I own.
No, I like Steely Dan.
Oh, that's a great song. Maybe we can find it. It's going to be Black Friday. I can save $300 on something that costs $700. Remember,
for something you don't need.
Yeah, I know. But listen to this. People, I saved $250 on that. No, you spent $450.
Yeah, right.
You didn't save
$250. No, I know. But that's the whole bizarre cult of the consumer. And it's so bred into the DNA of the American population.
Why are people buying new cars? I don't get that.
But it's a whole other level of consumerism as well. And
think of that excitement. Go ahead.
Yeah,
but
there's literally this genuine excitement. They don't have a job, like to your point, yet, oh my gosh, I get to buy something that would normally cost me, you know, $100. I can get it for $30. It's like, that's $30 you didn't need to spend on anything but maybe food or plants or something that you could grow your own food on. And yet we're still, and this is what's amazing to me about that, the polls, because Ron Paul's right there now, clearly at the top tier.
Right.
How is it possible, considering that so many Americans still don't get it, that are still in this dysfunctional state of consumerism and don't understand how desperately in debt they are, yet at that same point in time, you got Ron Paul on the rise, not as a flash in the pan, the slow, steady rise that only happens organically.
Well, I think part of it is that very few people are involved in polling. Very few people are involved in politics. So I don't think it really truly represents the thinking of society. I don't know which is smarter, the poll group or the societal group, but it's like two totally diverged groups of people. They don't have anything to do with each other. Most people don't care about the politics at this point. They'll care when there's a guy on the left and a guy on the right.
But not in the preliminaries when we get to choose who
So the people who are ardent care.
Yeah.
But that's a small percentage of the population. Everybody else doesn't care.
Ardent.
Ardent.
I like
the great word.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, guess what? U.S. boosts estimate of auto bailout losses to $23.6 billion. I think that's underestimating it. But the Treasury Department dramatically boosted its estimate of losses from the $85 billion auto bailout by more than $9 billion in the face of General Motor Company's steep stock decline. How's that? Big surprise?
No.
I feel a very turgid ardor coming
on. And you asked about people buying new cars.
No, he did.
I mean.
No, you did.
I don't know who
did. No, I
did.
But the thing is, I don't get that. I have the same car for the last 7 years. It's a cool car. I'll give you that.
It's a Transformer. People don't know. A lot of
that's right. It turns into lots
of
things.
Thing.
But my car is a cool car.
Turns into a washing machine.
Yeah. I wonder why my clothes are always clean. But anyway, But I said, I'll buy a car that's really cool, and I'll keep it. My wife's car she's had for 8 years. She reminds me of that. But it's a great car.
Yeah.
If you buy something really good and you keep it well, why do you have to buy a car every 2 years, 3 years, 4 years?
Like me. I'm in a 1993. I'm keeping it going. It's like cushy.
But why be a slave to a car payment? This is what people do. They buy something. As soon as their debt is gone, they buy something else. So they love being in debt. I don't understand
how wonderful it is not to have that payment. Listen, we're going to take a break here as we bring about some healing on other levels, economic, political, even some spiritual issues, as well as physiological health. We'll see what else is in the news on the other side of this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show Special Edition with Richard Pearl and Liam Sheff. 866-939-2355 if you would like to chime in. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool. There you can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
The wussification of the West continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. At least we're going to highlight, spotlight it. Congress pushes back on healthier school lunches. This is an amazing thing. Just that I'm reading this story. I've got this linked up at the blog. In an effort many 9-year-olds will cheer, Congress wants pizza and French fries to stay on school lunch lines and is fighting the Obama administration effort to take unhealthy foods out of schools. They don't even know what unhealthy is and healthy is. I mean, but that we would actually even think that Congress or the executive branch would know any of this stuff tells you just what you had brought up earlier, Richard, that we have just become such the protection culture. We can't figure it out. Eating is just too difficult. We need somebody in Washington, D.C., some bureaucrat somewhere to tell us what's good for us. Why are they involved in food at all? Separation of food and state. Gosh darn it.
Well, let's look at this. We want to vaccinate our kids against some perceived danger, but we don't want them to eat well to avoid a known likely danger, one that's a lot more ominous, more probable, and that is heart disease, diabetes, cancer. No, we're going to give them, we're going to teach them to be sick. We're going to teach them to take foods that will guarantee that they'll need medicines at some point. And we're going to start them off as early as possible. And, of course, the corporations are certainly behind the lobbying effort to get Congress to do something that is irrational if you were to look at it from a logical place. Why would you want to perpetuate a food style that is known to cause disease?
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, there's money.
Right, right. Well, that's, you know, there's another aspect to the wussification of America. Another thing here, coming back to bite the left on the aspirin, is the Patriot Act, Homeland Security. Guess what? They are intricately linked and involved in the breakup of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Now it's coming out. Homeland Security all over this OWS thing, shutting them down in every city. This is the kind of thing Ron Paul warned you about right at the beginning when he said, why are we voting on this? We haven't even read the bill. This is going to be turned against Americans. This isn't about terrorism at all. What is terroristic about the Occupy Wall Street people? That they smell bad?
No, that they're going against the power. They're going against the structure that keeps us all imprisoned.
Well, that means now Homeland Security targeting Americans.
What specifically are they doing? Does it say?
Let's see here. Rick Ellis of the Minneapolis edition
of
the Examiner.
Well, you know they got people all over the ground. You know, you know there are sleeper agents in every little
group. Yeah, I understand that.
You know there are people trying to get him in trouble. You know there are people actually working for so-called government trying to incite violence inside of the groups. Mm-hmm. It's always this way. I don't go and hang out at the Wall Street thing because I don't know that they actually know what they're asking for, but they have a right to protest. This country's falling apart. Mm-hmm. And if these kids are just sort of getting a whiff of the fact that there's something really, really rotten on Pennsylvania Avenue, then I support and applaud their ability to stand out there in the cold and the snow and say, hey, pay it. There's something that's not right here.
We should be applauding them. Look what they're doing. Most people are sitting back comfortably doing nothing about anything, or they're complaining. But these people are saying, you know what? We're willing to sacrifice for a purpose. Now, I have heard things that they've wanted or demanded. They want free elections elections where there's no money, public elections rather. They want to have prosecutions of the banking industry, of the insurance industry, the mortgage industry. They want people who are elected not to be able to go work for the corporations that they were influenced by right after being in office.
And don't forget, Nixon hated the peaceniks.
Yeah.
Peaceniks, get the peaceniks off the lawn. Alderman. And they had to get rid of the peaceniks. Who were the peaceniks? There were people who didn't want the United States blowing up Vietnam with Monsanto dioxin and Dow dioxin.
Orange tea. Yeah.
Right. No, why did they want that?
Asian
because they weren't crazy. They weren't just crazy, dirty peaceniks. They were people with a political awareness. So a lot of these kids, these young people down there at the Occupy Wall Street, have great political awareness, and they could do wonderful things. These are people taking a chance. These aren't people waiting to be told what they can do and be vaccinated against all potential dangers. They're saying, we don't understand everything, but I'll tell you what, this banking structure, this whole Social Security mess, we're going to get nothing out of this country. We're going to be debt slaves here. We don't believe in this debt system. We want something that's real. And instead of reaching out, a few politicians have reached out and said, we actually support your right to do this.
Most of them are marginalizing. Most of the media is marginalizing this. You know, this is – how do we learn about this? Some Justice Department official screwed up and admitted that the Department of Homeland Security coordinated the riot cop raids on a dozen major Occupy Wall Street demonstration camps nationwide a couple of days ago and yesterday as well.
Well, the FBI used to be inside of Black Panthers. The FBI used to be inside every political group that was asking for an end to market slavery in the Vietnam War. Of course that's
the problem is the people think that the government's for them. They're not.
They're not.
No.
They're for the power structure.
Right.
So, you know, Bloomberg is the 12th richest man in the country. And Bloomberg is certainly against the Wall Street, the people who actually care about this, the occupied Wall Street crowd. And what he did the other day is no different what the Germans did in the early years in the early 1930s. We just don't have stormtroopers in the German sense. We have them with our police, with our nameplate, but it's the same thing.
And we should call them stormtroopers. You know, we should call them stormtroopers.
Call them what they are.
They're not riot police. They're stormtroopers. Yeah. That's what they are. They're SS. They walk in with their plexiglass bulletproof shields. They walk in with their helmets. There are people sitting around on the ground. They get yanked up, their arms pulled up behind them. Are you joking? These are American citizens. Who are these stormtroopers? Where do they come from? What's their nationality? You know that Hitler, in the end, his Waffen-SS, his secret army, whatever, in the end, it was mostly foreign troops. It was mercenary armies. You know, he had they needed a special mercenary Blackwater-type army. We got to wakes ups.
Yeah, we do. We do. Listen, you guys are awesome as always, covering many, many issues. I've got to.
I just want to make another point. This is very important to me.
Sure.
So many people put their money in the banks or they have direct deposit and then they use a credit card. They never see their money. Mm-hmm. The more you do this, the more concentrated the banking gets and the more that they'll push for legislation that will make it difficult for us to have cash. If you don't have cash, then you can't control your destiny, because at some point all the money will be electronic, and the people who pull the switches will determine your fate. You will not have any independence because all your money will be accounted for and it can be erased at their convenience. If you're out of line, you lose your money.
Yeah.
So they will, we can see the way the debt structure is built so far where it makes indentured servants out of people, but more than that, it makes them compliant. And the more we use electronic money, the more we become compliant, the more they can control us. They'll control which side of the which block you go down at some point. When you pee, it'll be we have the illusion of freedom, but we're basically a big prison.
If you think he's kidding, people, you know, that's an old communist North Korean, South Korean, whatever it was, trick, communist re-education. And they did that, the MKUltra stuff. And let me tell you, they do it in some schools that adopt the Synanon philosophy. They will control when you get up, when you go to the bathroom, how long you sit in a room. I'm not joking. I know it.
They already talk about light bulbs, low-flow toilets. I mean, these are things that, you know, Rand Paul in the Senate has come out against, to saying, you know, where does it stop? And that we need more of the senators and reps and on there, the citizens that go, where does it stop? We don't need you doing this any more than we need them telling us what to eat. So listen, we got a few more minutes here, but I want to wrap up on some physiological health. This has been, as fascinating as any discussion that I ever do here with you guys, and I always appreciate you. There are 7 common childhood illnesses that they claim now are the 7 great reasons to have family health insurance, which is disease management. Now, Richard, particularly you and I, because we do a lot of the health stuff, and Liam as well, though, would be able to nail any of these things. And I'm going to throw out 7. So this is like almost lightning round.
Hold on. Sleepy, dopey, nutsy, doc, bashful.
Yes.
Snow White.
Dwarfs.
And her spreading thighs.
We're talking about
no,
7 great
no,
reasons.
No.
I'm telling your wife, you're in trouble,
no,
mister.
Dear,
you are so troubled. This guy is dangerous to have on the air here. I apologize to all of... Anyway, jaundice.
I can't say that?
Number 1, jaundice. Right? That's the reason why you need health insurance, jaundice. What does anything you got in your health food store there at Simply Natural help with jaundice?
Yep.
Okay. Name one.
Carrots.
Oh, I'd give you something to support your liver.
Anything.
Some carrots.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
You got milk thistle. You got dandelion. You got homeopathic detoxifying remedies.
Vegetables.
We got selenium. You got green veggies. Jaundice. Come on. You don't need health insurance for jaundice.
You could take also the sulfur compounds that'll improve glutathione levels to the liver. I mean, there's a million things you could do. It's not a big deal.
But according to this article, nope, you got to have health insurance for that. How about RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. I've heard of RSV. This is, again, another viral replicating within the lungs. Of course, there are a lot of remedies. I wish they didn't ban ephedra. That pissed me off, honestly, that they allowed that to happen.
Because well, the way the Chinese used it was not the way Americans used it.
No, not at all. But I would nebulize the silver hydrosol.
Right.
Without a doubt. You get the silver into the area of a virus, it stops the virus from replicating on contact, for instance. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
All snap, done, over. There are also other antiviral herbs. You know, olive leaf, for instance. Very good, right?
We always use that for the lungs.
Yep.
Always.
Hmm. Yeah. And so here, RSV, they say, well, and I've got this story linked up, and I maybe put the remedies here that we discussed.
And by the way, what we're saying is not that these things cure, because we can't say things like that, but what they do is they will improve. They're tools so that your immune system will do what it needs to do.
I'll say it because I don't sell it. They cure.
Yeah.
Take it up with God. You got a problem with that? Take it up with the Creator. Right?
Yes, there's something.
But see, legally, we can't. Yeah. I can't say it because.
Wait.
But no, I just want to touch on this for a second, because the government says you can't cure a disease without using a drug.
Who are they?
The government.
The ones
who decide our fate.
They don't decide my fate.
The man.
They say that the FDA says, actually, that there are no natural cures for any disease.
They're wrong.
Do a little civil disobedience.
It doesn't matter whether...
No, it does matter, and that's an interesting point.
It does matter, so but FDA legally it doesn't.
It's not legal. They didn't vote in that law.
It's not lawful.
It's not lawful.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Of course there are natural cures. You can eat... There was a kid who ate apple seeds and cured himself of cancer.
Of course.
Why? Because of the Laetril.
Right.
He did.
No, the cyanide, because the cyanide's in there.
Laetril, right. You want to argue with him being alive? You can take vitamin C for cancer. You can eat citrus seeds for for colds. You can do. Yep, yep. You can internalize.
See now, if you, but the way the law reads, you could do it, and if you got well, you could talk about it. But if I said do those things to get rid of XYZ,
well, I've done
it's
it.
Jurisdictional, of course. We need some more raw milk freedom riders out here. You know, I'm waiting for the health food store community to get off their aspirin and civil disobedience. Tell the FDA, here I am. I'm selling cures for cancer. Come and get me. They can't all be arrested.
Right.
That's another level. Now I don't have time to go into it. But what about croup? Anybody ever come
cowardly
in with it?
Whole foods.
My kid has croup, Richard. They have homeopathic remedies for croup.
Absolutely.
Easy. You don't need a drug for croup, for goodness sake. And, you know, again, this is another area. Well, you've got to have health insurance for that. Number four on the list. Guess what? Chicken pox.
What do they give you? You
know, right? Chicken pox. They've made chicken pox so illegal that now parents are desperately sending chicken pox infested lollipops in the mail to other family members and friends across the country because nobody's getting chicken pox anymore.
Because you know it's amazing? If you take a vaccine for chicken pox, your immunity only lasts till like 15 years or something. So you have to do it again, assuming that it was benign.
Yeah. I mean,
but if you get chicken pox, it's gone. You
nonsense,
don't get it again.
Exactly.
But this whole idea of vaccinating a kid against something that won't kill you,
it's just
is
ridiculous.
Insane.
Again, homeopathy is here, silver's here, anything antiviral, and you can get through this.
And don't forget, we're supposed to get sick when we're growing up.
That's how we build our immune
system.
That
goes back to the point of the wussification. We can't be ill. We made ourselves weaker and sicker because we won't allow ourselves.
If you look at the mushrooms, particularly reishi, reishi grows on the underside of rotting logs.
Right.
Okay? Now, why is it so effective? Because it grows on the underside of rotting logs. So it's dealing with all kinds of other things that are on the log.
Mm-hmm.
And if its immune system wasn't strong, reishi would die off. So it builds its immune system because it's in a hostile environment.
Very Chinese medicine.
There you
go. Macrobiome.
Mushrooms, scarlet fever, bacterial infection, strep throat infection, homeopathy, silver.
I've knocked out so many strep by taking vitamin C. Every time, and I don't get it, but
all
when
right.
I, yeah.
Two more to go.
Plus, you have to build your adrenals, which is something that all these people are destroying.
Go.
Conjunctivitis, pink eye.
Right.
My little girl had it when she was, 8 months old. I dropped silver hydrosol in her eye. Gone in 24, 36
hours. This sounds like a commercial for silver.
I can't help it. It does all these things.
It's
my
work.
Big fat Greek wedding.
Here it is. Spray.
Right in his
eye. I spray it in my eyes all the time.
Right in his eye. Yeah. Now, of course, homeopathy. Similasan has some eye drops for pink eye. Homeopathy is great there as well. I'm just doing this is rapid fire because we're almost out of time here. Head lice. All too common. And this happens in schools, of course, the lice combs. They're now doing botanicals, essential oils. They're actually doing non-toxic, non-pesticide-laden type head cleaners for kids. And to their applaud, it really is happening.
Excellent.
Yeah, good news there. So those are the seven. We've got them licked right there with no intervention from government, no need for health insurance. Go to Richard's store, Simply Natural. He's got all of it.
Thank you.
Now, your number, properly graded rarities before we break, because this is it.
Properly graded rarities. If you want to learn about coins, if you want to learn about gold and silver, if you want to have some sanity in terms of investment, call 954-816-1766. That's 954-816-1766. And for Simply Natural, you can call us at 954-741-4045. That's 954-741-4045.
Great. And Richard, we've got you linked up for your show, those that want to hear it this Friday evening. It sounds like you'll have some interesting things to talk about, right?
Absolutely.
Great. And as I said, Jesse Ventura will be coming on the show. We'll give you an announcement when that's going to happen. We've got a lot of exciting things tomorrow. Dr. Frank King. I've got scheduled Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We hope he's able to come up for the Healing Revolution. Lots of cool stuff. Liam Sheff, thank you for being here.
It was great.
All right. I'm going to wrap it up with a few more minutes after the break. Thank you for helping me rock the health world, guys.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Don, I can't say I didn't warn my listeners, but that was quite a journey into some kind of broadcast unknowns, and we've survived. Wow. I've survived. I'm still here. Thank you to Liam Sheff. Thank you to Richard Pearl. And, of course, we talked about the wussification of America, the protection nanny state concept, Homeland Security now going against not terrorists but Occupy Wall Streeters. And I said, you know, if they have offended anybody, it may be because they smell bad because they're not showering much. But they're not terrorists. Yet we now have the police state as a de facto state of our government. And yet in Europe, we talk about Transportation Security Administration, TSA. I think, was that one of the ones Rick Perry couldn't remember? Did he want to get rid of TSA? Probably not.
I can't remember.
I think Department of Homeland Security, that was a Ron Paul thing.
I think it was Department of Energy was the one he was trying to go for.
Yeah, but he couldn't remember. But hey, the energy of x-rays, Europe bans x-ray body scanners that are used at U.S. airports. How do you like that?
You know, Robert, why is it these other countries, whether it's Europe or India or something, they always seem to be so ahead of the curve on things? You know, a lot of the things that we talk about, they seem to have the brains and the common sense to do things that we just can't seem to get on the ball and do here.
We trust government too much as a people. That's what we've covered. We've assessed it. And it's like the nanny state, it's in our DNA now. We can't conceive of thinking for ourselves, acting for ourselves, being independent. I mean, oh my gosh, if one agency is cut by 10%, the world is going to come to an end. I mean, we have become a nation of wimps and wussies. I don't say that proudly. I'm just saying it as a factual statement at this point, that we would allow our government to x-ray us, naked x-ray us, the millimeter wave technology, and yet the other story here, both of these stories are from ProPublica, the one on banning the x-ray machines in Europe.
Right.
TSA,
right.
Guess what? They put off safety study of x-ray body scanners. They promised. They said they were going to do it, didn't they?
It did. They made the TSA made a public commitment that they were going to conduct a new independent study of the x-ray body scanners used at the airports for safety, and they've decided, never mind.
And this guy, Pistole, what's his name? John Pistole, the TSA administrator?
Right.
He had agreed to the request by Susan Collins from Maine, senator from Maine, to conduct a new independent study. And at a Senate hearing of a different committee last week, Pistole said, I received a draft report on the machines by the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, right? Internal to us. And then he goes on and says this, my strong belief, not just his regular belief, but his strong belief, is that those types of machines are still completely safe. Oh, that's
because,
a scientifically independently rendered opinion,
John,
you pistol.
John Pistole, what is his background? Is he a scientist? Is he somehow
an administrator? He's a bureaucrat, but he has strong beliefs, Don.
Yes, of course.
And then we put up with this. The senator should take him out to the wood. O'Reilly said, take him out to the woodshed with bear grease.
Yes. You know, this ProPublica, they did an investigation with PBS NewsHour earlier this month and showed how the X-ray body scanners were using ionizing radiation that's been shown to damage DNA and cause cancer. Yeah. And even though the amount was low of the radiation, you know, there's several studies that have concluded that a small number of cancer cases would result, a minimum number of cancer cases would result from scanning hundreds of millions of people that are traveling through the airports every year.
Well, amplify whatever their small prediction is by, you know, a thousandfold, as we find out with vaccines, sure, et cetera. This is amazing.
So Europe gets it. We don't.
Ron Paul gets it. And, of course, the people that follow him and have learned from him and are going, hey, go Ron Paul. They get it. By the way, I heard that Ron Paul is going to be on Jerry Doyle's show later this afternoon.
He is. He's going to be on at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern time.
Okay. Well, everybody check it out.
Show.
We'll have the links up. I'll put a link up at Facebook as well, maybe if not in the Robert Scott Bell show notes as well. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Don, for making us sound so good. Thank you once again to Richard Pearl, Liam Sheff. I hope everybody's still intact after today's show. There were some intense moments. Didn't know if we would survive it, but we did. Tomorrow on the show, The Healing Revolution, Dr. Frank King from King Bio. We're going to do a lot of great things, as well as another great doctor, and his name is Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Teitelbaum returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Haven't had him on in a while. So very cool stuff, Don. Very cool stuff.
All right.
All these things, they just keep reminding me, as I remind everybody else, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Scott Bell Show.